Yeah, Jordy, it's Pro Bowl day. I know you haven't really reflected on the season.
Did not know that.
What does that mean to you?
I don't know. Like you said, I haven't thought about it. I mean, it's obviously fun to be, if that happens, to be acknowledged by your peers and your fans and the coaches. So, you know, it'd be great, but it's nothing that I'm holding my breath on or anything like that. So hopefully if we do make it, we can't play it anyway.
Jordy, you've been around Aaron obviously a long time. It's one thing for guys to play injured or hurt, but to play at that high of a level when you're not feeling well, what does that say?
Just his focus, probably the way he can control things, the way he can manage things, obviously his ability to begin with. But, you know, just dealing with the circumstances he's been dealt right now. Like I said, I think the other day, unfortunately, he's dealt with it before and still played well even, like, the first time he experienced it. But, you know, he's battling through. He's playing extremely well, still able to move as much as he can and make the throws. So, it's you know, we're glad to have him out there no matter what situation. But to see, like you said, the way he's performing and carrying on still is great.
Jordy, there's some scenarios where you guys can go ahead and clinch a playoff spot this weekend. Do you pay attention to the things that need to fall into place?
No, Mike said it, you know, has said it for 9 years since I've been here. We got to get to 10 wins before we worry about playoffs. So, obviously, we know where that would put us and what that means. So, that's all we're worried right now is taking care of Minnesota this week, and that would give us an opportunity to go play for the division over in Detroit. So, that's what it's on our plate. That's what we're worried about, and if something else happens, then that's great. But we're worried about this week and trying to get one more win and put ourselves in a situation to win the division.
The 10 wins seem pretty far away when you're sitting there at 4-6.
Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, a little ways away. But, you know, we legitimately took it week by week. Again, I think it's something that a lot of people don't understand in this league is how week by week the league is, how week by week we are. Sometimes it's hard to remember who we played last week or the week before already. So that's just how focused you got to be in on it. And, you know, we're playing better football. We're taking care of the ball. And it's been fun to win these games, and hopefully it continues.
So, Jordy, having said that, how big a deal is momentum?
It's only big if you continue to work and take care of business. I mean, it can be shut off immediately. And, it about happened last week or whatever, 2 days ago, whatever it was. So that's how quick it can be gone. That's how, you know, the situation we've put ourselves in to make sure we're playing, you know, our ball all game long, all four quarters. So especially in these division games, they can be taken from you in a heartbeat. So we just got to continue to play well, prepare well, execute, and finish.
Jordy, what does this Vikings defense look like if it doesn't have Harrison Smith?
It'll be interesting to really dive into it and see if they've changed what they've done since week two. He's a dynamic player. He does a lot for them. They use him in a lot of different spots. So I've watched some film, but I think it'll be interesting to see what the coaches say, if a lot of it's changed after they've looked at multiple games and really broke him down. But he's a great player, Pro Bowl player, very talented, and can make a lot of plays. Does a lot for him. So it'll be interesting if they just move someone else in that spot and do the same things, or if they kind of tweaked everything.
Hey, Jordy, when Aaron's not down on the field with you guys like he wasn't last week, what do you do when you're up here to make sure that, you know, you and he in the offense?
Just continue the same thing we always do in the building, talk, meet, walkthroughs, everything like that. So, I mean, there's very few things that would change, you know, this late in the year. So, but, you know, we'll watch it all. We'll discuss it and make sure we're all on the same page mentally and physically. I mean, we've had the reps to, you know, manage it.
What do you say or don't say to Devontae Adams after those two?
To be honest with you, I didn't say anything to him because I've been in that spot and you don't want to talk to anyone. So, but I think we all know he's made some big plays for us. We're going to need him down the stretch. I did send him a text that night about some other stuff, but threw some things in about the game. But that's one of those things, you know, you don't wish that upon anyone. No one wants that to happen to themselves, but he'll bounce back. He'll practice well this week, and, you know, I probably almost guarantee he'll go out and make a big play for us on Saturday and give us an opportunity to win a game.
Yours were a little different, but were you feeling the same way? You didn't want anybody to talk to you?
Oh, absolutely. Luckily, mine – well, not luckily. Mine happened early enough in the drive, and we continued to play that I didn't – right on the sideline. So they happen, and for some whatever reason, it's the easiest ones that happen, so it's part of the game.
How difficult really was it to track that ball on that 60-yarder? Because it's not often you see a guy looking at the ball and then look down, run to see where he is, and still have a chance to look back up.
Right. I don't know. Like, the ball was up there forever, but it went so fast as well at the same time. So it was one of those things. I think when I saw it come out of Aaron's hand, I knew I needed to really get going to catch up to it and then get back, and find it. So, I was extremely focused on just securing the catch. That's all I was worried about. I didn't worry about trying to catch and run or anything else. I just wanted to make sure I secured that catch and put ourselves in a situation for field goal.
That was a pretty wild finish after the catch. I'm just curious, when you pop up with that catch, what's the first thing that goes through your mind and your thought process?
Well, I was looking for an official just to hand them the ball and allow them to spot it so we don't lose any precious seconds fumbling the ball around. Obviously just waiting for everyone else to come down and figure out what Aaron's wanting to do, what coach is wanting to do. We're all laughing with Lane randomly running on the field, and Aaron yelling at him. So, but Aaron was composed. He knew what he wanted to do, put us in a situation to kick the field goal and not leave any time left and get out of there.
Did a Bears player try to swipe it?
Oh, he did. Well, I think he probably didn't think he was probably wondering if I was down or not, because obviously the guy didn't land on me, so... but I felt him when I went down, all they have to do is click your heel or something and you're down. So, I think a couple of them came by trying to do it, but, I think that was just in case they were playing the fact that I wasn't touched down and trying to get the ball out.
You pulled it away like you didn't want them to be able to knock it to run.
Well, I didn't know what he was doing. For some reason I wasn't down and I screwed up. I didn't want him to knock it and cause a fumble, but obviously the officials have blown everything dead by then.
Jordan, I'm kind of off topic, but I'm curious your thoughts on some of the guys in college are not playing in their bowl games. If you think back to your time at Kansas State, what would you do in their situation?
Make it to more bowl games? I think it's a personal decision, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not going to throw my opinion out there because I'm not in that situation. I think everyone's in a different situation. You see it from last year with the kid from Notre Dame. I think he's came out and said that he still would have played, but how his future possibly has been changed forever based off of, somewhat of an extra game. But so to each their own. They need to do what they think is best. So I'll just leave it at that. I mean, for me, I needed to play because I didn't think I was guaranteed anything moving forward. So.